This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Governor Deval Patrick is back in the Bay State from a 9-day trade mission to South America. The trip was designed to strengthen Massachusetts' economic ties to South American companies.
The trip started in Chile, but Brazil was the big empadinhas. And now Massachusetts Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Greg Bialecki joins us. He was on the trip with Governor Deval Patrick. Secretary Bialecki, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
By which measure would you say the trip to Brazil was a success, and what did you accomplish there?
Well, it's really about building relationships. We take a really long-term view of these things, and so I think we had a great success in talking with government officials, university officials, and business people, developing relationships. There are about 50 of us on the trip, government, academic and business leaders, and I think for each of us, we made our own personal connections to follow up on.
Mm-hmm. Well, just to be clear, Brazil is one of the so-called those BRIC economies, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, those emerging economies that have been growing like gangbusters over the past many years. For example, in 2010, Brazil's economy grew at an astonishing 7.5%. Economists seem to want to downgrade that to about 3% this year and around that level next year. But in particular, what's Massachusetts' current economic relationship with Brazil?
Well, we have a lot of connections with Brazil today. We trade. We have businesses that are working with each other. We have universities that are already doing research with each other. We have the largest Brazilian community in the United States here in Massachusetts. So we have a lot of familiarity with each other. I think the exciting opportunity for us is very clear to us consistently. What we heard about Brazil is that they have a history of being a major agricultural producer. They have some new oil and gas findings, enormously large oil and gas findings that are a good sign for their economy. But they want to make a move. They don't want to be seen as a provider of natural resources. They want to be in the 21st century economy. And they see that the things they need to learn about, they want to understand how to have a much better and stronger education system. And they also want to understand how the innovation economy works. Mm-hmm. And in both of those areas, we come to the table with a tremendous positive reputation. The Brazilians saw Massachusetts as a great center for education, famously so, and the same with innovation. And so they really were looking forward to that we had something to offer that other states and other countries did not.
Well, for example, Joel Schwartz, who's a senior vice president at EMC, one of the major companies in Massachusetts that went along with you in the delegation to Brazil, described the country as having a large population, energy self-sufficient, a combination of hydro and oil, and a big export of raw materials, and a solid banking system. I mean, it sounds kind of like a dream come true for Massachusetts companies that wish to expand into Brazil and vice versa. But let me ask you, I mean, were there any specific agreements made on this trip?
Yes. The agreements that were made were largely between and among educational institutions, and the University of Massachusetts and others entered into some agreements with the most significant and well-known research universities down there to collaborate on various ventures. The president of Brazil announced earlier this year a goal to send 100,000 Brazilian students to study at the best universities around the world in their desire to raise their level of education and learning. And so we're talking about the opportunities to have, and Brazil would pay for that. Mm. So that's one opportunity that we're looking to take immediate advantage of. There's a variety of reasons why we think we can get a lot of those students to come here to Massachusetts, which would be good for them and good for us.
I understand that, on the other hand, Brazil itself has, for example, high tariffs right now on exports coming from the United States, or from most countries, into Brazil.
Yes.
And that has made some companies think, maybe the best way for us to operate in Brazil is to set up subsidiaries within Brazilian territory.
Right.
Now, while that may be good for, say, companies that are based in Massachusetts, it might be good for their shareholders. How is it good for employees that work here when what we really want to do is actually send products themselves that are made in Massachusetts down to emerging economies like Brazil?
Oh, I think, and that's, we take the big picture view on that. In other words, when a Massachusetts company opens a Brazilian office, maybe in partnership with a Brazilian company, and we very much saw what you said is true, which is that there are huge advantages in opening an office in Brazil in partnership with a local Brazilian company. You're treated very differently if you take that approach. But we take the view that that is good for Massachusetts, because even though those additional 10 or 20 workers are being hired down in Brazil, if it opens the Brazilian market to the Massachusetts company, their sales are going to grow, and it will certainly lead back to additional growth here at home. All of the companies that were on the trip, whether it's life sciences companies, manufacturing companies, IT companies, absolutely felt that if they did expand an office in Brazil and thereby increase their sales and position in Brazil, that it would definitely lead to more jobs back here at home as well.
And finally, Secretary Bialecki, let me ask you, in 2010, Massachusetts exports to Brazil jumped 30% to some $400 billion. And while that's astonishing in and of itself, I mean, Europe still continues to be sort of one of the biggest trading partners for the Bay State. All that tumult in the Eurozone right now, does this mean that Massachusetts is looking to these emerging economies, to grow as future partners?
Absolutely. And when you look at it, I mean, one of the things that they were very insistent on the message about is that we keep getting called in Brazil, they said, an emerging economy. We're now the fifth largest economy in the world. We have literally more than 50 million people in our middle class who want the kind of goods and services that you produce in Massachusetts. So it's time to treat us not still as the kid on the block, but that we are a major economic powerhouse in the world. And for everything we've seen, they well deserve that label.
Greg Bialecki is the Secretary of Housing and Economic Development for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. He's just back from a 9-day trade mission in South America, along with Governor Deval Patrick. Secretary Bialecki, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, the musical beauty of Bach at Christmas time with Boston's Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.